Cuba and much more. Today is Friday, August 18, 2023. Syrian Foreign Minister Faisal al-Megdad and Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez met on Thursday to discuss the preparations for the Group of 77 Plus China Summit to be held in Havana in mid-September. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs informed on its website that the two foreign ministers talked over the phone and expressed a willingness to enhance bilateral cooperation. Al-Megdad stressed the strong bilateral relations and expressed Syria's permanent and unconditional support for Cuba against the unjust economic, commercial, and financial blockade imposed on Cuba by the United States. The head of Cuban diplomacy, in turn, repeated his country's stance to support Syria in its fight against terrorism and Washington's economic coercive measures. Rodriguez called to strengthen friendship between the two nations and increase mutual coordination in international forums. The Cuban embassy in the Dominican Republic expressed its condolences to the people and government of this country for the tragic explosion that occurred in San Cristobal province that left 27 dead and dozens injured. The diplomatic representation conveyed through a message on its Twitter account its sincere condolences to the families and relatives of the victims and the wish for a speedy recovery of the injured. Hours later, Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez sent his condolences to the Dominican people and government for the deaths and missing and for the damages caused by the accident in the southern city of San Cristobal. The country's president, Luis Abinader, decreed national mourning on Thursday due to Monday's tragedy, which also caused significant material harm as it occurred in a commercial area. Tour operators and travel agents working with Cuba as a destination highlighted the relevance of the arrival of a first group of Chinese holidaymakers to the Caribbean island during the ongoing recreational stage. They recalled that the Chinese group arrived on Tuesday and is on vacations in Cuba after last February's authorization for Chinese travelers to go on international vacations, a measure that was interrupted in 2020 due to the COVID-19 pandemic. A report from Xinhua News Agency emphasized that early this year, the Ministry of Culture and Tourism of China launched a pilot program to reactivate group travels to 20 destinations, including Cuba. Mintur advisor in Asia Pacific Elizabeth Vela Jaime said that Cuba aims to double the number of Chinese visitors in the short term, and in order to achieve that goal, it has increased efforts to promote Cuba's attractions in nature tourism, culture, healthcare, and nautical sports, among others. From 2010 to 2019, the number of Chinese tourists who visited Cuba increased by some 23% every year, according to the Ministry of Tourism data, which placed China among Cuba's first 15 tourist-sending markets. Ernesto Soberón, General Director of Consular Affairs and Attention to Cubans Living Abroad, is presenting this Friday in Bolivia a virtual conference on the Cuban migratory policy, which will be transmitted through the Zoom platform called The Cuban Migratory Policy and the Attention to Cubans Living Abroad. The lecture is developed from the Memorandum of Understanding on cooperation between Plurinational Diplomatic Academy of Bolivia and the Higher Institute of International Relations Raúl Roa García of the Foreign Ministry of Cuba. Soberón held a meeting with compatriots residing in Santa Cruz de la Sierra. Always a pleasant experience to receive the warm embrace, the Cuban spirit, and the desire to build the future of the homeland together for Cuba, wrote the director on his Twitter account. The diplomat added that among other topics of interest, they talked about the fourth Conference of the Nation and Emigration convened for November 18 and 19, 2023 in Havana. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unite us.